We're picking up on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, the last of the thin lines. So we had learned in the Mishnah and the Gemara had begun to discuss that there were Mishmaros, different groups of Kohanim, and they would take turns serving in the Beis Hamikdash different weeks. So Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav, Rav taught, Moshe Tikin Lahem Yisrael Shmona Mishmaros, Arba Me'elazar V'dalad Mi'i Tamar. That Moshe originally established 8 Mishmaros, 8 different groups of Kohanim, 4 from the family of Elazar and 4 from the family of Itamar. But then Shmuel later on enlarged it to 16 groups, because now there are many more Kohanim, obviously. And then David later enlarged them more into 24 groups. Shinamar, the Pasuk says, B'shnas ha'arba'im l'malchus David, in the 40th year of the kingdom of David, Nidrashu, it was looked into, V'yimatze b'hem gibur yichayel, they were found men of valor, B'yazer gilad, in the area of Yazer gilad, which we understand that to mean referring to men of valor, meaning worthy Kohanim. So we see that David was the one who found more worthy Kohanim, and he enlarged the group of Mishmaros. Meisve, we have a question from Abraisa. Moshe Tikin Heavenly Israel, Shmona Mishmaros, Arba Me'elazar, V'Arba Me'isamar. Moshe originally established 8 Mishmaros, 4 from Elazar and 4 from Itamar. But David and Shmuel, V'hemidam Alashim V'Arba. Then David and Shmuel came and established them to be 24. Shnemar Hema Yasa David Shlomo Haroa Bemunasam, that they, David and Shlomo the seer, meaning the prophet, established them Bemunasam for eternity. So you see that David and Shmuel did it together, not in different stages. So we answer no Hachi Kamar, is what the Brisa means to say. Miyasodu Shal David Shmuel Haramasi Hamidum Alashim Va'arba, through the foundations of David and Shmuel, they established them to be 24. But Enachanami was through 2 different stages. First Shmuel enlarged it to 16, and then David enlarged it to 24. Tani Idach, there's another Brisa. Moshe Tikin Lahemli Yisrael Sheshes Re Mishmaros. Moshe originally established 16 Mishmaros, Shmona Me'elazar, Shmona Me'itamar, 8 from Elazar and 8 from Itamar. Ukasharabu b'nei Elazar al b'nei Itamar, but when there ended up being more Kohanim from the families of Elazar than Itamar, Chalkam v'amidam al Eshrim v'arba, they later redivided them and set them up to be 24, with 16 from Elazar and 8 from Itamar. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayimatsu b'nei Elazar rabin l'rashi ha'gvar min b'nei Itamar, that the leaders and the worthy men were many more from the house of Elazar than Itamar. So they established 16 heads of houses for Elazar. And they established 8 for Itamar. And it says further, they added one portion, one household to Elazar. But it was a portion for a portion, meaning it stayed the same way it was for Itamar. They only added on to Elazar. My v'omer, why is it necessary to say v'omer to quote the second pasuk? So we explain v'chi tema ki heichi dinafishi b'nei Elazar hachanami nafishi b'nei Itamar. Maybe the same way the household of Elazar increased, so too the household of Itamar increased. Shmona meikar arba havu, and even though in the end there were only 8 from Itamar, maybe originally there was 4, meaning maybe they originally were both 4, and Elazar increased to 16, and Itamar increased to 8. Therefore, we quote the second pasuk, which says we added one portion to Elazar, and Itamar stayed the same. And therefore, rather, they both were originally 8, and Elazar increased to 16. Okay. Nevertheless, though, what do we see from this braisa? That originally Moshe established a total of 16 mishmaros. Tufsid Rav Chama Bar Gurya. This is a question of Rav Chama Bar Gurya, who says Moshe originally instituted only 8 mishmaros. He would respond to you, Tanayi, this is a machlokas Tanayim. And Echanami, one brisa says that Moshe originally established 16. Va'ana da'amri ki haitana bayahold, like the earlier brisa that we quoted, which says, da'amr shmona, which said that that Moshe originally, in fact, instituted 8 groups of Kohanim. Okay, let's see Rashi on that. Arba me'elazar, mibanav shel Elazar, sha'asa mehem dal mishmaros, u'gumara gamarla, that he originally established 4 from the household of Elazar. The Gemara will explain the source for this. Heme yasa David u'shlomo haro b'munasam, they were established by David and Shmuel the prophet for eternity. U'tufted Rav Chama, this is the question of Chama, da'amar Shmuel hamidam al yudvav, that Shmuel set them up to be 16, v'david hamidam al chafdal, and then David enlarged them to 24. Da'ashamina minad travaya b'hadi adadi takninu, because from this price it sounds like that David and Shmuel did it together. Miyasoda shel Shmuel haramasi, from the foundation, from the establishment of Shmuel the prophet, Shehamidim al Yidvav, based on what Shmuel did to set them up to be 16. Ba'David v'amidim al Chavdalad, so too David came and enlarged them to be 24. East from Shekasu v'ham Yisodo shel Shmuel v'David hamidim al Chavdalad. And some have the Girsa in the Gemara, which is our Girsa, that based on the foundation, on the establishment of Shmuel and David, they became 24. Klomer, Shneim ho'ilu v'davar, both of them added to it. Shmuel hamidim al Yidvav v'David al Chavdalad. Shmuel made it to be 16 and David made it to be 24. That Elazar was more than Itamar. So Elazar became 8, and Itamar had, I'm sorry, Elazar had 16 groups, and Itamar had 8 groups. One additional group for Elazar, and the same amount for Itamar. That the head of the households of Elazar were more than Itamar. And since as it was found to be, it's implied that earlier they were set, and only now were they added upon Alehen. And they were made into be 16 for Lazar. Right, which was one more portion than what Lazar originally had. Which means he originally had 8. Echad begoral, dahainu namiches, so therefore he was added on an additional one in the lottery, which is another 8, v'havlu yodvav, which turns out to be 16. V'achuz achuz l'itamar, but a portion to Itamar. Mashahai mitchila achuz, what was originally a portion to him originally, Itamar, achuz imata, he has the same portion, kivat chila as originally. Shalom hibru aleim shum beisav, that he was not increased by any of the mishmaros, any family. Maiva omar, why does it quote another pasuk? Maybe we'll say originally they each had 4. Just like Elazar increased, Itamar increased. Just Elazar increased more. That Itamar only got 8. Udalazar al Yadvav, and Elazar went up to 16. So we say no, Toshma v'achuz achuz l'Itamar, that it was the same portion for Itamar. Alma, that they stayed as they were. Vishmamina, and we see from here, the Moshe Tikin Lahem Yudvav. Moshe originally instituted 16. Ches Mizav, Ches Mizav, 8 to each one. The Kashi L'Rav Chama, this is the question of Rav Chama, the Amar Dal V'Dalad, who says that Moshe originally only instituted 4 to each. V'had the Kashi V'La'el, B'Shnas Harbaim, and this that it says that in the 40th year, David added on. Hema Yasad, they established. The Masha Sifo Lim Ad Chavdalad Mishtoi, that's only referring to increasing to 24, meaning that it went from 16 to 24. Ava Moshe Tiki Lahem Yudvav Mishmaros, but you see that Moshe originally instituted 16. So he responded, Tanahi Enachanami, that Bryce is against me, but this is a Machlokes Tanayim. Daha Ika Tana Delel, because there's one Tana above, Diktani, which taught Moshe Tiki Lahem Ches Mishmaros, that Moshe instituted 8 Mishnayim from both of them. Vana Kaim the Kavasei, and I say like him, I hold like him. Okay, back into the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan, the rabbis taught in a Braisa, two lines up. Arba Mishmaros Alu Min Hagola, that when the Jews came back from Bavel, only 4 groups of the Kohanim came up. Ve'elu Hanan, these are them, Yedaya, Charim, Pashchor, Ve'emar. Those 4 families. Amnu Nevi'im Shebenehim, so the prophets that were amongst them stood off. Ve'chilkam, and divided them, Ve'amidim Al Esrim Ve'arba, and divided those 4 families into 24. Balalim v'nastim l'kalfi, they mixed up the different family names on different pieces of parchment and put them in a box. Bal Yadaya v'nato chelko, so then Yadaya, the first family, came and took his portion. V'chelik chaverav, and his friend's portions, the other 5 that were divided within his family, sheish, for a total of 6. Bachrim v'nato chelko v'chelik chaverav, then Charim took his portion and the portions of his colleagues, sheish, which was 6. Ben v'chein pashor v'chein emar, so to pashor and so to emar, and therefore there were a total of 24, just as they were in the first base of Migdash. V'chein hisnu neviim shebeneim, and so to the prophets stipulated amongst them, shafil Yehoyariv rosh mishmaris ola, even if Yehoyariv, who was originally the head mishmar, the number one mishmar in the first base of Migdash, even if he would be ola and come to the base of Migdash later from Bavel, lo yidcha yadaya mimkomo, yadaya would not lose his place from being the number one mishmar. El yadaya ikar, yadaya will be the main, the source, the number one mishmar. V'hil yarav tafalo yarav, will only follow after him, will be secondary to him, because since yadaya came up first from Bavel, he is rewarded to be the first Mishmar. Let's see Rashi on that. Previous Amud Alu Minagola, they came up from the exile. Babayi Sheni, in the, referring to the second base of Migdash, Vasharlo Alu, and the rest of the Kohanim didn't come up to Eretz Yisrael. Shaharbe Yisrael Nishtairu Vlo Ratu La'alus, because unfortunately many of Yisrael remained in Babel and they didn't want to come up to Eretz Yisrael. Pashchor Ve'emar, these were families. Umi Boili, the Pashchor Luksiv Gabi Chavtal Mishmaris. But Rashi says, I have a question, I'm bothered because the family of Pashchor is not listed amongst the 24 Mishmaros that came up, that were existed in the second base of Migdash, as they are listed in Divrei Hayamim. The Bach answers Rashi's question that we must assume that Pashchor was originally the family's name, and then it was changed to a different name, and it's really one of those families that are listed in Divrei Hayamim. Okay. Anyways, turning the page, V'chalkum, L'chavtal, they divided those four families into 24. V'katsu kinoi al shal kol echa v'echa b'chaylak, and they wrote the name of each family on a piece of parchment or wood. Balvum v'nasim b'kalfi, then they mixed them up in a box. Katsu al chavtal chatichos klaf rashi mishmaros shechalkum meos nadal, they wrote on 24 pieces of parchment the names of the heads of these families that were divided from the four families. Bal Yadaya, Yadaya came. Mishmar Shel Yadaya, the Mishmar of Yadaya. Ba Echa Mehem, one of the people from that family came. Venoto Chelko, Vechelik He Chatichos Klaf, the Havilu Sheish. He took out from the box in a lottery his portion and the portion of the five other families that were divided from his family. The Havilu Sheish, which comes out to be six. Umishai Ola Biado Rishon, whichever one came out first, Hayel Shabbos Rishon, would work the first week. And so forth. And the second one will work the second week. Shabbaseder Shayu Olam Biyadu, the order that would come up in his hand, Zu Achar Zu, one after another. Kachayu Ovdim Shabbosayim, this is how they would work in the different weeks, Zu Achar Zu, one after another. The Kachisnu, and this is what they stipulated, Shafilu Yehoyarev Shayib Mikdash Rishon, Rishon Mishmaros Olam and Agola, even if Yehoyarev, which was the first, the number one Mishmar, in the base of Mikdash, in the first base of Mikdash, if he would come up from Babel, Lo Yidcha Yadaya. He would not push aside Yedaya. Hol mitchila lo ala Yehoyarev, since originally Yehoyarev didn't come up from the Galus. Ela kol mishmaros hanasos mi Yedaya kodmos lavoda li Yehoyarev. Rather, all of the families, all of the mishmaros of Yedaya would proceed in the avoda Yehoyarev. The Yehoyarev bava obed acher, Yehoyarev would come and work after them. B'makom mishmar acher, in another week, in another mishmar. V'shishid the Yedaya osan osan hay, and then we would shrink. We would make the six of Yadaya and re-divide them to be only five. Shalala Harvus Mishmaros, so that there would not be too many Mishmaros, because there always were only 24 groups of Kohanim. Okay, back into the Gemara. V'Yisrael Shiva Oso Mishmar Miskamsin Bareim Makorim B'maisa Breishis, that the Yisraelim of that Mishmar, of that week, right, we learn that those are really called Mamados, would gather in their cities, and they would read, they would lane from the Parsha of Maaseh Bereishis, of creation. So the Gemara says, Minahani Mili, from where is this from? Why would they do such a thing? Amar Rav Yaakov Bar Acha, Amar Rav Asi, he taught, Il Mali Mamados Lunis Kaimu Shemayim Varis, because if it were not for the Mamados, for the people who are davening, for the Karbanos, heavens and earth would not stand. And therefore it's appropriate to lane about the creation of the world during the Mamados. Shemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayomar Hashem Elokim, that Avram said, Hashem, my God, b'ma'idah ki rashana, how do I know that the Jews are going to Eretz Yisrael? Maybe they will sin and not deserve it. So the Gemara explains, what does that mean? Amar Avram, Avram said, Ribono sholom, shama Yisrael choten lefanecha, maybe Yisrael will sin in front of you. Ata osalam kador ha-mabul v'kador ha-afluga, maybe you will act with them like the generation of the mabul and afluga, meaning maybe you'll destroy them. Amar le'lav, Hashem said, no, I will never destroy them. Amar lefanav, he said, Ribono sholom, Hashem, but how do I know? Please let me know with what will they inherit the land? What merit will they have? So Hashem said, Hashem said, make for me, divide for me a calf and a goat into three parts and offer for to me a carbon. Meaning, in the zechus of the carbonos, they will get Eretz Yisrael. Avram said, Hashem, though, Tainach Bizvan Shabbos Amigdash, kind, that's very good when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. But when there's no Beis HaMikdash, we'll be with them. They won't have the merit of the Karbanos. Amrlo, Hashem said, Kvar tikanti lehem seder Karbanos, I already established for them the order of the Karbanos, meaning the Pesukim, the Torah. Bizman shekorin behem, whenever they learn, whenever they read the Pesukim, lefanai, in front of me, ma'alani aleichem kilu hikrivum, lefanai, I'll make it as if, I'll view it as if, they offer these Karbanos in front of me. And I will forgive them for their sins. And therefore, even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, as long as they learn about their Kabanos, in that merit they will be forgiven. Okay, let's see Rashi on that part. Amar of Asi, Lefishal Mali Mamados, if it were not for the Mamados, the world would not stand. What Rashi explains, what does it mean, Mamados? Iske Karbanos, it means dealing with the Karbanos. Shisrael Osehin, that Yisrael would do. That if it were not for the Karbanos, Hayu Kalin Bechetan, they would be destroyed in their sins. And if they would be destroyed, if Yisrael would be destroyed, Shemayim Va'aretz Ha'omdim Mizhulsum Ein Miskaimen. So then heaven and earth, which exist for Yisrael, would also no longer exist. And therefore, since the Karbanos are what allow for the continued existence of Yisrael, that is also what provides for the existence of Shemayim Va'aretz. Kanshei Dor HaMabul, like the people of the generation of the flood, Shema'achar Shein Kalin, that since they were destroyed, Ein Ha'olam Miskaim, the world would not exist. Hol shal iske karban ha'olam only because as we learned above, because of the merit of the karbanos, the world stands. The kach karin anshi maimud v'areim b'maisi b'reishis. That is why the Yisraelim of the maimud who are davening that week in their cities would lean from the parsha of b'reishis. Because again, because in the zechus of the karbanos, the world was created and it continues to exist. Kvar tikanti lahem. Hashem says, I already set up for them. Kolzman shikorin behem, that as long as they learn, as long as they read about the Karbanos, as if they offer them. Mehecha yalfla, hi, from where do we know this? Gimgam Rashi says that's a mistake. That phrase should not be in our Gemara. And in fact, we don't have it in our Gemara. Okay, back into the Gemara. Tanarban, the rabbis taught Nebraisa. Anshi mishmar hayu mispalin al karbanachayim, the people of the mishmar, we'll see Rashi exactly what that refers to, would daven for the carbon of their brothers. They would daven that the carbonos of that week would be accepted. She skabel beresan, that they should be accepted by Hashem's will. V'anshi maimud miskansin the beis haknesis yoshvin dalatanios, and the people of the maimud would gather into the shul and sit and fast for 4 days. B'sheni b'shabbos b'shishi b'rvi b'chamishi, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. B'sheni on Monday al yordei hayam, they would fast and daven for the people who are traveling in the sea. B'shlishi al hochim in baros, on Tuesday they would fast and daven for the people who are traveling in the desert, in the wilderness. B'rvi al askara, on shlotipo al tinokos, on Wednesday they would daven to make sure that the askara, which is certain disease that would affect the throat, should not fall upon the babies. B'chamishi, and on Thursday, al ubros umenikos, they would daven for pregnant and nursing women. Ubros shlo yapilu, pregnant women that God forbid they shouldn't miscarry. Menikos, and nursing women, shenikus b'neim, that they should be able to successfully nurse and nourish their children. Ube'erev Shabbos lohei mis'anim ifnei kavod Shabbos. On Friday they would not fast out of the honor for Shabbos. Kavachomer b'Shabbos asman. Kavachomer, certainly they would not fast on Shabbos itself. Be'echad b'Shabbos, and on Sunday, my time low, why would they not fast on Sunday? Amar v'yochanim ifnei ha'notzer. V'yochanim says because of the Nazareans. That the Nazareans had their religious holiday on Sunday, and therefore, in order not to offend them and create fights, we would not fast on Sundays. Some say that notes from here refers to Christians, that their holiday is Sunday. Rishmol Bar Nachmani said, Amar, Mivneshu Shlishili Yitzira, that's the third day from the creation of man. Man was created on Friday. So Sunday is the third day from creation, and we know from the story of Avram and the Bris Milah, as Rashi will quote, that on the third day from a major surgery, certainly from the third day from your own creation, is a very painful day, and therefore, forever, Sunday is a day where it's easy to become sick, the Gemara, he's saying, and therefore we don't fast on Sundays. At least the Mamados wouldn't fast on Sundays. Rishalkesh Amar Rishalkesh says, Mivnei Neshama Yisera, that Rishalkesh explains because on Shabbos, we have a Neshama Yisera. Damar Rishalkesh, as Rishalkesh said, Neshama Yisera Nitnabo Ba'adam Be'erv Shabbos, that on Friday, going into Shabbos, we receive an extra neshama. But Motzi Shabbos notes no sami menu, and then on Motzi Shabbos, it's taken from us. Shinemar Shabbos Shavas Vainafash. The Pasuk says Hashem rested and was renewed. Kaven Sheshabbos Vai Avda Nefesh. But Rishagish Darshan's once Shabbos left, woe that the soul was lost. And therefore, since we lose this extra neshama on Motzi Shabbos, so Motzi and Shabbos and Sunday were more weak because of this lost neshama, and therefore, again, it's not a good idea to have the Mamados fast on Sunday. Let's see Rashi on that. Tana Rabbanan and the rabbis taught Anshi Mishmar Mispalan al Karban Achiyam, that the Anshi Mishmar would daven for the carbon of their brothers, Tamidim Shebechol Yom, the daily offerings of every day. Anshi Mishmar, so we're actually going to read this with the Bach's correction, the Bays. Anshi Mishmar Shayu B'Yushalayim, the people of the Mishmar, mean the Yisraelim who lived in Yushalayim, because as we said, there are certain Yisraelim that were always in Yushalayim, so they would daven for the Karbanos. But Anshi Maimud Osen Chaftal Shahayu Ba'arehen, but the Yisraelim of each of the 24 groups that weren't living in Yerushalayim but would gather in their own cities, so they were the ones who fasted and davened for these other groups of people. What were the other groups of people? Rashi, B'sheni al Yardei Hayam, on Monday they would fast and daven for people traveling in the sea. Dechsev, as the pasuk says, B'sheni on the second day, Yirakia B'socha Mayim, that there was a heaven between the waters. V'sarach lahazkir v'latzos al hadavar, and therefore they would mention and try to daven for people who are traveling in the water. B'shlishi al hochei midbaros, on Tuesday they would daven for people traveling in the desert and wilderness. Dechsev, because the pasuk says on in the creation on Tuesday, v'tireh hayabasha, that the dry land appeared. Te ru'uya yabasha, that we should daven that the dry land should be fitting lahochah, for the people traveling on it. Shlo yazuku mipnei chayos raos, that it should not be damaged and hurt the people from wild animals. V'revi al ha'askara, on Wednesday they were davening on this sickness. Shibo nitlu hama'oros, because on Wednesday the luminaries, the sun and moon, were hung in the sky, were placed in the sky. Dechsiv bei yihi ma'oros, and it says, and let there be these luminaries. But ma'oros, because if it's written ma'oros without a vav, and that can be read as ma'oras, which is, means a curse. So there, and this sickness was a curse, and therefore we daven that this sickness should not appear and affect the babies. Val ha'ubros, on pregnant women, they would daven on Thursday. Dechsiv bei, because it says on Thursday, yishir su'amayim sheres nefesh chaya, that the waters should swarm with living creatures, meaning living creatures should multiply, and therefore we daven for pregnant and nursing women. Why didn't they fast on Sunday? Mipnei ha'notzrim, she'osin oso yomtav shalahem, that they would make that their holiday. Again, some people say it just means the Nazareans, people who lived in that city. Some people say it means Christians. Shlishi li'yasira, since Sunday is the third day from creation, Da'adam Nivar B'Yom Shishi, man was created on the sixth day on Friday. V'chol Yom Shlishi Havucholash, and the third day, a person is always weak. D'chsiv V'ahi B'Yom Shishi B'Yosam Koavim, that it was on the third day, by the story of Shechem, that after they got the bris, they were in a lot of pain. Neshama Yisera, on Shabbos we get an extra Neshama, Shenotan Osam Imenu V'Havucholash, and then on Motzi Shabbos it's taken from us, therefore a person is weak, and therefore we don't fast on Sunday. Neshama Yisera Shemarchiv and Daito L'Achila Ushtia, that his appetite is enlarged in order to eat and drink more, in order to enjoy the Shabbos more. Kevan Sheshavas, once Hashem stopped Shenach V'Shamar the Shabbos, once Hashem rested and kept the Shabbos, meaning once Shabbos was done, Vai avda nefesh, woe to the lost soul, vai nefesh, dorish binakriton, vai nefesh. He darshens the word vai nefesh, breaking up into smaller words, as vai nefesh, woe to the soul, which was lost. Okay, let's keep going in the Gemara. Tana, Tudas, biyam risham brachis vayivrkiya. The Mishnah said that on Sunday, they would lane the first day of Reishis, and then Vayirakia, and then the second day of creation also. Tana, we learned in a Braisa, Reishis Bishnayim, that they would read the first Parsha of the first day with two Aliyahs, Yirakia Be'echad, and then the Parsha of the second day, they would read with one Aliyah. So the Gemara says, Bishlami Yirakia Be'echad, it makes sense that Yirakia should be read by one Aliyah, Tlasa Psukhi Havu, because it's three Psukim, and therefore that's the minimum amount for one Aliyah. Elabrashis Bishnayim, but the first day to be read with two Aliyahs, Hey Psukim Havu, there's only five Psukim in describing the first day of creation. Vitarim, we learned in a Braisa, Hakori Batarlo Yevchosmi Gimel Psukim, that an Aliyah cannot have less than three Psukim. So how can you get two Aliyahs out of five Psukim? So the Gemara explains, Rav Amar Doleg, Rav says we jump, meaning the first Aliyah would read three Psukim, and then the person would jump back and reread that third Pasuk a second time. Ushmul Mar Posik, and Shmuel says we cut the third Pasuk in half and to get an extra Pasuk, and therefore there's three Psukim for each Aliyah. Rav Amar Dolig Mai Taima Lo Amar Posik. Rav, who says that we jump and repeat a pasuk, why doesn't he say we divide a pasuk? Kasavar, he holds Kol Psuka De Lo Paski Moshe Ana Lo Paski Nulei. Any pasuk that Moshe did not divide, we don't divide. Since that is the size of the pasuk, we shouldn't change it. Shmuel Amar Posik, Shmuel says we do divide Umi Paskinan, but are you allowed to divide? Bahamar V'chanina. But didn't Rav Chanina say Karat Tzar Gadol Hayali? It was a great stress and pain for me. Eitz Rav Chanina Gadol by Rav Chanina Gadol to allow that, to get him to allow me to divide a pasuk. V'lohiter li lifsok ella litinokel shel beis rabban. And he did not allow me to divide the pasuk except for when I was teaching the young students in school, because I needed to divide the pasuk in half because they couldn't learn a whole pasuk at once because it was too much. Hol uslamid asuyin, since it was meant for purposes of learning the Torah. So you see, it's only allowed to divide a pasuk if it's to help learning. Shmuel, let's say, no, hasam time am I? Why was it allowed there? Mishim de lefshir, because there's no other way to do it. Since the only way to teach the students is to divide the pasuk, therefore it's allowed. So hakanami here too, laning the first day of creation, lo efshir, there's no other way to do it, and therefore you're allowed to divide the pasuk in half. Shmuel Amar Posik, my time a little more dolig, but Shmuel says divide in half. Why doesn't he say skip? How could he say there's no other way to do it? You can just jump. You can repeat a pasuk. So he said, no, gzer mishum hanechnasin, ugzer mishum hayotzin. It's a decree for people who come in late or who leave early. Meaning what? Meaning if someone would come in late and see that we were starting from pasuk number 3, he would think that the first aliyah only had 2 psukim, which is not correct. Or if we lane 3 whole psukim, someone would think that the next person would only get and leave early, he would assume the next person would only read the next 2 psukim, which also is incorrect. Meisvei, a question from a braisa. Parsha shel shisha psukim karno sub ashnaim. A parsha of 6 psukim can be read by 2 people. V'shel chamishba, if there's only 5 psukim, v'yachid, only 1 person can read it. V'im harishon kari gimel, if 1 person read only 3 psukim. Hasheni kari shnaim, so then, b'diyeved, the second person should read just the next 2 psukim, mi parsha zu of that pasuk. V'echa mi parsha acheres, and read 1 more pasuk from the next parsha. V'yesh omer, but some say gimel, some say no, he must read 3 into the next parsha. Because we will not begin laning within 3 psukim of a parsha break. And therefore, that person must read 3 psukim into the next parsha to allow the next person to start after pasuk 3. So the Gemara asks, why does the Braita say that a parsha of 5 psukim must be read by only 1 person? Lamanda mardolig lidlo. Kona Rabbi says that we skip and repeat psukim, so let them repeat. Lamanda mar posik lifsik, and then the person who says you can divide a pasuk, divide a pasuk. Why does the Braita say that if there's 5 psukim, only 1 person can read it? So Gemara says, no, shani hasam deisle ravacha. It's different over there because since there's extra room to read into the next parsha, then you should only have 1 person read the parsha of 5 psukim. But in the case of the mamados, there was no extra room, there's nothing else to do, and therefore there's no choice but to either repeat a pasuk or to divide a pasuk in half. Okay, let's see Rashi on that. Bereishis v'shnayim, the first day of creation, we read with 2 aliyahs. Koin v'levi, the koin and levi. Koin b'yom tainis bereishis, they would read on the fast day from bereishis. Plus psukei havi, there's 3 psukim. V'sagi b'hu l'chad gavro, so that's enough for 1 person. Rav Amar Dolig, Rav says that you jump, you repeat. Harishon kari shosh psukim, the first aliyah reads 3 psukim. V'sheni maschil, the pasuk shesim b'harishon. And then the second person begins with the last pasuk read by the first person. V'shnayim imo, and then the next 2 psukim. Harishosha, which is 3 psukim. And even though this idea that you shouldn't leave over less than 3 psukim in a parsha, leka mishum, leka, there's no problem in this case, mishum de lefshir, because it's impossible. So therefore, in this case, we make an exception and allow you to end within 3 psukim. Posek, mafsik ha-pasik l'shnayim, you divide the pasik into 2. Rishon kari shnei psukim, the first person reads 2 psukim, v'chatzi and a half. V'levi mashlim Chatzi oso pasuk, and then the Levi Aliyah completes the second half of that pasuk. Shikara coin at the coin rate. Im hashnayim anosrim with the 2 remaining psukim. Chanina kara, Chanina the kara. Shaya bal mikra. He was someone who always taught psukim. Vyoda begirsa ubaki b'taime, and he knew the correct wording of the psukim, and he was a baki in the tamim in the trap. Tsar gadol harbe tarachti v'chazarti olav shiaterli. I worked so much and so many times in order that he should give me permission. Lifsuk a pasuk l'shnayim, to divide the pasuk in half. L'tzarech tinokos shalom din l'fanai, in order for the students who are learning in front of me, she'en yuchom likro pasuk kulo. That they're not able to read a whole pasuk at once because they're just beginning to learn to read the Torah, so therefore I need to break it into smaller portions. So Shmuel says, Hachinami lo efshar, it was permissible there because there's no other way. So here too also, there's no other way. Gabi sefer Torah, that regarding laying the Torah, there's no other way. I have to divide the pasuk in half. Ubedilogi efshar, and it's impossible to repeat a pasuk like Rav says, Meshumanech nasim bayosim, because of people who leave early and come in late. Meaning what? Im sheni doleg, if the second guy would repeat a pasuk, umaschol the pasuk shesim ba'orishon, and would begin with the pasuk that the first guy ended with, meaning pasuk number 3, b'nei adam ha'nichnas, and the people who would come in late, shlo shamu kriyas rishon, who didn't hear the first aliyah, svurim lomar shlo kara rishon al shnei psukim, who'll think that the first guy only leaned 2 psukim, v'nafik minei chorba, and that will create a disaster, because people think that you can lean only 2 psukim for aliyah. Ukashah Rishon Kori Gemel Psukim, and if the first Aliyah would read 3 full Psukim, Ve'eno Mashayar, and he would only leave over Elish Shnayim, only 2 Psukim in the Parsha, Ika Gzeras Yotzin, we're worried about the people who will leave early, discover that they will think and assume, Hai Sheni Desagile B'Shnei Psukim, that the second person was enough with only 2 Psukim. Meisve Parsha Shel Shisha Psukim, the Bryce taught a question, if you have a Parsha with 6 Psukim, Ashari Mos HaShanakai, this is referring to just other days in the year on a regular day. V'yesh omrim shlosha, some say that again the second person should read 3 psukim into the next parsha, mi parsha achrisi, from the next parsha. Halchi garsian, this is the correct version. L'mandam ar dilug lidlug, l'mandam ar posik lifsuk. According to the person who says repeat, why don't you repeat? According to the person who says divide, why don't you divide? Klomar. So Rashi explains the question is, Klomar, parsha shel chamisha psukim, the parsha of 5 psukim, amai kori sheni shlosha psukim v'parsha achiris. Why is it necessary if the first person reads 3 psukim, for the second guy to read 3 psukim into the next parsha, lidlog o lifsuk, let the second guy either repeat pasuk number 3, o lifsuk, or let him divide and read half a pasuk. So that's problematic, because what do you mean divide? He can't go back, because Shmuel holds you can't repeat, so what is there to divide? So that's why other people explain the Gemara, as I explained it, that the question is rather from the first part of the Braisa, that a parsha of 6 psukim must have 2, a parsha of 5 psukim must have 2, can only be read by 1 person, lechadchila, and not 2. The question isn't from what happens if the guy read 3 psukim, because then you're stuck, according to the person who says that you can't repeat. The question is, lechadchila, why can't you divide it lechadchila? That is, in fact, how the Bach explains it, that again, our question is, lechadchila, why can't you divide it into, not as the way Rashi seems to explain it, that the question is what happens if one person read the first 3 psukim. Anyways, continuing to the next Rashi, d'isa yirvacha, that here there's extra room, shiach likros b'parsha acheres, that you're able to read from the next parsha, aval hacha leisa yirvacha, but here there's no room, d'halo matzi l'mikri ela bereshis v'yirkia, because here they only established to read the first 2 days, Bereshis and Yehirakiah, and therefore we're stuck, and we have to either divide, as Shmuel says, or we repeat a pasuk, as Rav says.